The state capitol could be a busy place this week as lawmakers begin debate on right-to-work legislation. Republican leaders have fast-tracked a measure that would prohibit employers and unions from forcing members to pay union dues. A state Senate committee plans to hold a public hearing today, with debate in the full Senate scheduled for tomorrow. In the meantime, union leaders plan to hold rallies at the Capitol to protest the bill. They even braved the cold and got together last night at Zeidler Park in downtown Milwaukee. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us in the studio to talk about the issue. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Annalise.
So in the cold weather last night, how many people were there at the Zeidler Park rally?
Well, actually, nearly 200 people showed up in 15 below wind chills to protest right to work. Many carried signs and chanted,
"What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?
Union busting!
What's disgusting?"
Many people in the crowd were members of big private sector unions such as the Teamsters and United Steelworkers, but public sector workers also turned out. Pat Berger belongs to the Waukesha County Technical Educators Association. She says unions have made many people's lives better.
Because unions are the ones that fought to give everybody weekends off, you know, fair wages, sick leave. So, you know, I'm hoping people, whether they're in unions or not, will stand up against this injustice.
Many of the people who were at last night's rally will be in Madison today and tomorrow for protests outside the Capitol.
Well, Marty, what kind of crowds do you think the Madison rallies will draw?
I think the turnout in Madison will be pretty big, but some people are saying they don't think this week's rallies will reach the magnitude of 2011, when thousands protested for weeks over Act 10, Governor Walker's bill that stripped public unions of collective bargaining rights. A handful of union leaders held a news conference in Madison on Monday to announce these rallies. Wisconsin AFL-CIO President Phil Neuenfeld says right to work would lead to lower wages and benefits for workers.
Right to work is an attack on all Wisconsin families. Right to work cripples the fundamental rights of all workers to join together, stick together, and have each other's back in the workplace. When solidarity is eroded, it's the entire middle class who suffers.
Neuenfeld criticized Republican Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald for putting the bill on a fast track.
Marty, why did this legislation come up so quickly and why it's moving so quickly through the legislature?
Well, Senator Fitzgerald quickly called a news conference late last week. He says he had been working on the bill since mid-December and had been polling GOP senators in the meantime, trying to gauge when he would have the 17 votes needed to pass the measure. Fitzgerald says he realized just last week that he had his magic number.
I think there were many people that were like, if we're ready to go, and certainly my experience as leader is when you have the votes, you go to the floor. You don't wait around.
Fitzgerald says he's afraid if he waits too long to act on the bill, outside interests could try to influence members to vote against it. He thinks many businesses have hesitated to move their operations here.
It's kind of the bigger, overarching question about, do we think this will actually have an impact on the state's economy? And are there certain corporations that aren't willing to expand or locate in Wisconsin because we're not a right-to-work state? I think the case can be made. You know, all 17 senators that support the bill right now are convinced that this could be a game changer for Wisconsin.
Marty, thank you very much for your report.
You're welcome.